Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm only doing 5 more minutes overdrive because I've got to go work on Obama deception, too. But Tosh Plumlee has testified before Congress multiple times in 1990, 91, and back in the 70s, the Church Committee. And I'll tell you, I was going down to the beach last Friday. I was driving down there to meet my dad and my son who were down there alligator hunting and fishing. Yes, we're pretty redneck folks. And they'd be like Putin posing with dead alligators. But the point is I was driving down there and Mars called and said, I want you to publish this story first and get Tosh Plumlee on. I said, I've heard that name. That's one of the Iran-Contra whistleblowers. He goes, yeah, this is really big. He's got sources on Benghazi, but it's really dangerous. Hours later, they get calls from Fox News. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, well, I first talked to him before I left that day here, and I mentioned on air he's got some Benghazi news, and Fox follows our show. You see him publish some of our stories. And so they're on it. I mean, this is a big deal. And, Tosh, we've only got like 3 minutes left. I appreciate all your time today. I want to get you back up very soon. And I guess you wanted to get this testimony out for your own safety. You're saying you talked to a high-level NATO officer, and he told you, again, in your own words, what happened at Benghazi. Because my intel is, from multiple sources, they killed the ambassador and his crew because they were saying no to giving missiles to Al-Qaeda.
They were not only saying no to giving missiles to Al-Qaeda. That was the second deal. We were giving a high-impact weapon to the Syrian rebels. Within that group was some of the Al-Qaeda members and so on like that, which pilfered those weapons and used them against our people. That's what the story is. That, in my opinion, is what the cover-up is. The story about someone doing a film that made the people go radical and go crazy over there was a cover story to cover a top-secret ongoing operation of arms shipments to the Syrian rebels, period. Before our president, commander-in-chief, decided that we needed to arm the Syrians. I am not a conspiracy person. This information that I got comes from multiple sources. It is, in other words, I'm going to get my ass reamed for talking to you the way that I'm talking. But that's the only thing that has kept people like me alive. They're going to come down on me like duck on crap. I know that. That's the reason I'm being so adamant to explain what happened to you. Back to Mrs. Smith. Tell her what happened to her son. Her son defended an ambassador that had uncovered tremendous arms shipments from the United States arsenal through the direct commercial sales program that was supposed to be monitored by the Blue Lantern Report, who someone dropped the ball someplace, and those weapons were used to kill our ambassador.
So it wasn't just weapons gotten from Gaddafi in a cover-up. It was direct arming the rebels then, which Obama just signed an order to legalize 2 weeks ago, wasn't legal then.
Well, I go in and get the fuel receipts of the C-130s that flew out of certain places, like March Air Force Base and so on like that, get their flight plan, see where they went. They went to Jordan. There were other C-130s.
You're talking about Georgia on the Mediterranean. You're talking about...
Jordan.
How come there were so many of them?
Middle Eastern country.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Tosh. You better say everything. Have you said everything? Is there anything else? Because you know they'll probably kill you if you haven't said something else.
Well, they're going to kill me. I mean, they're going to have to kill a bunch of other guys because I put this stuff out in a very safe place, and so is my contact from the NATO over there, and so is my contact, high-level military contact.
Listen, if you got more time, this is too important. Can you do 15 more minutes because this is a short segment? There's a long
I'm here. As long as they don't fire these C-130s up in front of me so you can't hear me, I'll sit here because, look, I'm not trying to get publicity.
I know, sir. This is big news here because I have my sources.
All I'm trying to do is get information so that Mrs. Smith can go direct to our president and please ask for the documentation that the State Department has that confirms that...
Sure, stay there. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swamps is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I talked Plumlee, Iran-Contra whistleblower, you name it, flew guns back to Castro under CIA orders, testified to the church committee. Just amazing that he's decided after years to go public and speak out again, still flying aircraft at a U.S. military base right now. Earlier, they fired up a C-130. You could hear it in the background. And he's hiding down his extended lunch hour there on the cell phone talking to us. William Robert Tosh Plumlee, he goes by Tosh, is with us. We got 12 minutes left. Jim Mars, you haven't talked a lot here. Just, we're hearing some incredible info. And we told everybody basically this a week after it happened from one Pentagon source that came on the air, Colonel Schaefer, who's run black ops all over the world. And then he got in a lot of trouble and said, well, I didn't mean exactly what I said. So he had to retract some things just so he didn't get in too much trouble. But he said what he said. And he knows he said it on air. And then he said all hell broke loose. And then we were the first to report this, by the way. I'm not bragging. No brag, just fact. It's actually, I wish other people were the first to break this, because we've had Saudi Arabian intelligence, that's clearly who it is, messing with my reporters, saying nice family, you know, videotaping them in the street. We've been getting a lot of death threats of the serious type. They are hopping mad right now, folks, that we exposed the rebels. We're given chemical weapons by Saudi Arabian intelligence. I mean, we're on the cutting edge of this, so I'm glad other people like Tosh Plumlee is going public. But I want Tosh to be able to finish up points and recap what he said. It's historic information here from multiple sources, including a NATO high-level military officer. But and I want Jim Mars to have some final comments here in a moment. But Tosh, from what I've been told, This has finally woken up the entire military. That's why the Joint Chiefs went to Obama and said, you're not going to attack Syria. We're not backing Al-Qaeda. This is over. The military is on the edge of mutiny. The vast majority of military and polls are against it. All the military I talk to knows that they were watching live feeds or talked to friends that saw live feeds from the Predators of the 6.5-hour gun battle as they were ordered to stand down. NATO all saw it. Everybody knows it was a hit. So here's my question. Did they pull off security and just let them kill them? Or did they order the Benghazi security, the Al-Qaeda forces, to go kill them to get rid of the witnesses? Did they let them die for a cover-up, or were they involved in it, or did your NATO source say anything? And is my information correct that this has the New World Order in deep trouble because so much of the military now understands how expendable they are?
Well, in my opinion, they came out here and they tried to turn that into political. In other words, it was a very serious situation that was rapidly developing over there. In other words, the State Department and other agencies refused or did not, I'm not going to say refused, they did not get back to them in time because they were concerned of how that was going to look politically. It would be a political bombshell if it was revealed that U.S. weapons at that point in time were being given to factions in the Middle East through Turkey, Jordan. It would also expose methods and procedures. It would also expose our CIA safe houses that were operating in Jordan and other places, Pakistan and Turkey and Saudi Arabia. It would expose those operations that were involved. It would expose our politicians on both sides of the aisle that was involved in corporate gain, in my personal opinion. So that had to be blocked. We had a military situation that had the military intelligence from that region over there, and it was about to explode. In other words, I think it was turned over in for political or possible re-election campaigns or whatever the hell was going on at that period in time. Point is, those people got sold out. Her son got killed because of political tampering with a very volatile situation in the Middle East that was about to explode, and it did explode, and it has exploded. So, now, yeah, you're right. I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble. There's a lot of guys out there. But maybe by me coming forward, you're going to get more confirmation from other people that actually were the boots on the ground that was over there at that time carrying out those covert missions, and they know exactly what happened. And the pilots that threw the guns and the ammunition from our U.S. bases to those areas, hopefully they will come out and get off their butt and come out here and take a risk with me.
So basically, Tosh,
what the hell is going on?
You're tired of watching all these people cowardly sit on the sidelines and let this type of stuff go on. So you're telling what you know to try to spur them to go public. They reported 2 weeks ago that a whole bunch of witnesses have had their identities changed under White House orders. Those people, I guarantee, are just waiting to be killed. From what I've learned and what Jim Garrison, who I know you know, said, the way to stay alive is to go public. What would you say to witnesses of Benghazi who are out there? I would tell them, go public or you're dead.
Well, let me put it this way. I am a civilian. I am not a government employee. If I was a government employee, by the laws that are on the book, it is my responsibility to come forward and tell my superiors and my supervisors exactly what I've been involved in as a government employee. If I suspect that I'm involved in an illegal operation, if I suspect that I'm involved in aiding a terrorist group, it is my responsibility as a government employee to report that to my supervisors. Now, in some cases, these men have reported that to their supervisors and their commanding officers. Some of them have gotten killed. One in particular was Colonel James Sabo of the Marine Corps Naval Air Station back in the 90s. He went forward on a gun-running operation down to Carl Quintero, Guatemalan guerrillas being trained at a secret base down in Mexico. He got killed for that information. They tried to say it was suicide. Okay, it was not a suicide. It was an outright hit. The people that was involved in that supposed situation, that was an outright hit. They look, the reason I'm being so adamant is I don't want one of these black ops hits hitting me or my family. So I need the support because I am a civilian. I am not a government employee. I can talk. I don't have to worry about my pension. I don't have to worry about my star. I don't have to worry about, am I going to get a new rank for playing ball with the politicians that are taking over the military-industrial complex? My opinion. Does that explain anything, Alex?
No, it certainly does. I'm just advising people that have direct knowledge who haven't already been killed. They're saying a bunch of Benghazi people have changed their identities and will never be seen again. They probably changed their identities like Jimmy Hoffa.
Most of the people that do these extreme black ops are working under cutout names. My name was, I'm not even going to go into that. That's not important. But there is a system out there that is in place that is filtering and stealing from the American people for profit, for gain, corporations, contractors, people that get out of the military and go to work for a contractor and go security, go over, get involved. Follow the money. Find out where
people
are going for. Go into Qatar. Go into Jordan. Go into Turkey. Go into Pakistan. Get these safe houses. Bring this stuff forward. And advise the American people. Mainstream media will not touch this kind of information. Number one, it's their responsibility to bury it. Now, I'm hoping that some of my crews that I'm familiar with will come forward and say, well, this is what I did. But if they do, they will lose their pension, and they will have the Internal Revenue on their ass before sundown.
Alex, if I can jump in here and try to put all this together, this everything we're talking about, it ties right into everything that you talk about constantly on InfoWars, which is the dark center of the New World Order, if you will, okay, or what Bill Moyers calls the shadow government. And at the very center, it's the money. It's all about the money. And who handles the money? The international banks, the big guys, okay? Citibank, J.P. Morgan, et cetera, et cetera. All right? And then so this is the money that is greasing the shadow government, which is actually running the United States, not our elected officials, not the Constitution. And this is why it's so important for this information to get out to everyone so they can start dealing from a position of reality instead of operating with rose-colored glasses in la-la land.
And Jim, it's getting more reckless, and they're using the Al-Qaeda threat to take our liberties. These corporations and groups are out of control to the point of the British won't even launch this attack on Syria, knowing it's going to start World War III. These people are out of control, and I salute you and Tosh Plumlee. 1 minute final comment from you, Jim. 1 minute final comment from Plumlee.
Well, mine's real simple. People have got to wake up, start listening to alternative media, educating themselves so we can turn this country around and go back to the principles of freedom and liberty that it was founded upon.
JimMars.com is the website. Okay, Tosh, final comments.
My final comment is the reason I'm doing this is I want my country back. I'm a patriot. I'm an American citizen.
Amen, brother.
Yes, it is time to put this globalist garbage to bed. It is time to turn things around. Things are getting so crazy, and the criminals are so out of control. We're actually the criminals' best friend because they're going to end up destroying themselves and everybody with them if they don't stop. These people don't know when to quit.
Well, that's my true opinion, and back to him as a business Smith. I hope that this broadcast will get some people in D.C. off their butt and communicate with that woman and let her know what happened to her son. I think every mother needs to know when their son is lost in battle for the sake of this country and the patriotism of this country, they need to know what happened.
I agree with you, Tosh. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon and hopefully get you back up in the next week or so. You too, Jim. Thank you, gentlemen. Well, folks, what we know from this is that Tosh Plumlee is someone who's testified repeatedly and been proven accurate before Congress. He's saying he has a high-level NATO source that said that the State Department was transferring weapons directly to the Al-Qaeda forces, Syrian rebels. and that they basically took out the ambassador and others because they were complaining. And that's what I have from other sources as well. But this is from somebody who talked to the NATO person who witnessed it and knew about it. This is big. This is big. This is dangerous. We're going to get articles out on InfoWars.com in the next 4 or 5 hours on this.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend, very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, this article just broke. Kit Daniels is adding more examples to it. There's so many. Door-to-door identity theft, likely under Obamacare. As with TSA, a new wave of bureaucrats will abuse their power, this time by stealing your identities. And there are countless examples of postal workers doing it, of police doing it. But now this is part of the national security force that Obama is talking about, of citizen spies, of FEMA workers coming to your door and then demanding your info to enroll you and bully you. Just like they have federal grants from Florida to Texas, from Georgia to New York, from Kansas to Oregon. I've seen articles where the feds pay to have checkpoints where the cops pull you over and go, we're going to take a flesh sample. Because you can just easily, without cutting somebody, take a swab of their cheek tissue. That's some of the biggest and easiest to pull cells. And then if the intimidation works, they then take blood. And the cops are paid double time. They're paid double their average hourly, you know, calculated wage under the federal grants. And most people grovel in fear and do it. A nation of free people. The American flag is not a man bent over grabbing his ankles, folks. I mean, that is not what makes a free people. I know you've been taught that. I know people think that rolling over to King George, rolling over to Prince John, rolling over to every tyrant is what makes a free society. It is not the case. You were not born into a nation where the police talk to you like a drill sergeant and you're a new private cadet. This is not how free societies work. This is how tyrannies work, where the criminals want to secure their takeover. And so under Obamacare, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, is implementing a Navigator program, which provides millions of dollars to nonprofit groups. This is going to be Acorn and similar type groups nationwide to hire navigators who will advise Americans on their Obamacare health options based on sensitive information provided. And remember what happened with the Veritas Project. They would walk into Acorn after Acorn office going, here's my underage whore. I need to run game with more underage children. And they're like, we're ready to work with you. Just like, I mean, this is hardcore, folks. They're taking over. It's their country. Illegal aliens are released, gangbangers with guns are released, as long as they're working for the big Chicago mob that's taken over America. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chicago Business School are running the gangs. They're running the narcotics. It's come out in the news. Wells Fargo, Wachovia, $378 billion in 2 years of heroin and cocaine money. It's brought in. It's given to your kids who then rob your purse, rob the neighbors to go pay the gangbanger the money that's passed up the line directly into the big bank's cash box. And they are taking us down hardcore, and they're having victory. And they're jacking the water with fluoride. They're jacking the food. They're jacking the air with chemtrails. The cancer rates, the neurological disorders are off the chart. They're just murdering everybody. And it's working really good. So go watch some football this Sunday, baby. You're going to love it. You people like tyranny. You like losing your jobs. You like losing your family. You like your kids strung out on hard drugs. The government's going to make sure your daughter mainlines smack this weekend for the first time. And 6 months from now, she's going to be running tricks on the street to make sure that money goes right back into the bank. And you love it because you're a big, tough man. You're going to go watch football this weekend while your daughter's whoring down the street to give money to the CIA, because you're land of the free, you're home of the brave, you're USA, 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 yeah!
USA, USA.
People that think they're free, people that, but I'll tell you, who are the enemies of these criminals? People that know tyranny's taken over, know the Federal Reserve's private, know it's a drug dealing operation, know we're run by a bunch of foreign powers, know we've been captured and occupied, know what's happening. We're armed with information. We're armed with the Second Amendment. We're moving forward to warn people about how much trouble we're in. And you better believe it. Every Homeland Security manual that's public. They badmouth our founding fathers. They badmouth private property. They badmouth the family. They badmouth everything that can stand against their total criminal takeover. Now, you better wake up out there and realize how much trouble we're in. We are in an emergency situation. And I pray to God above that your eyes be open, like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, that all you arrogant, self-serving, worldly people be knocked off your horse to the ground and then struck with the truth to awaken and be given a fire in your belly, a fire in your bones to resist tyranny wherever you find it. Here's the good news, though. As things get worse and worse, everybody's going to remember what we said, and everybody's going to see it all come to pass, and then the Great Awakening's going to happen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
They love you.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Give up all your rights to the government. It's run by good people. They really want to help you and your family. They have a desire to do good things and build nice things. They want to help all the good people be free. They don't have an instinct to enslave and kill. So just lay down your arms. Lay down your weapons. Curl up under the black wings of a new world order. And prepare for the gift. Prepare for the love of the world government. Prepare for all of the gifts.
Break it down, lies and death. Sing it in my head. Anticipation, the stimulation to kill the exhilaration.
We are back live.
Close your eyes, look deep in your soul, step outside yourself.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's time to go insane and love Obama. It's time to love big government and realize everything comes from it. If you've got a business, you didn't build it. If birds are singing. It's because of government. If the sky is blue and the planets spin through the heavens, it is because of Nancy Pelosi. Don't you realize that? And anyone that stands against it is a dangerous piece of filth, just like Lois Lerner said, who took the Fifth Amendment and then went on to say she hadn't spied on anybody and hadn't persecuted anybody. And now all her orders from Obama are public, and she's not going to prison because the Justice Department is captured and held by a mob don, a man that gives public speeches about brainwashing the public. Because he's Eric Holder. He knows best. He's going to teach you. And everyone falls to their knees in fear and bows to him because that's the American way. Oh, yes, whatever you say, Master, whatever you want, we give in to you. Our souls are timid. We bow to the biggest pile of garbage we can find. We instinctively believe that when we give in to tyranny, we're empowered, even though history and all common sense shows that's the worst, most horrible course, and that cowards should fight tyranny if they had any idea, but they don't even have the stomach to be men and show what they fear will be visited upon them. So close your eyes, look deep inside, go insane, ladies and gentlemen, and submit to the New World Order. They love you. They're there to help you. Drink extra fluoride water. Take all the shots. Eat all the GMOs. Eat all the Lucky Charms. And support the drug war publicly run by the drug dealers themselves. Oh, it's not enough to ship the drugs in. They want to then catch you with what they sold to you and put you in one of their private prisons owned by banks that publicly bring in the drugs. I mean, it's so elementary. It's for our safety. And then there's all the crime involved with drugs. So they've got to expand all the paramilitary forces to counter that, when in truth they're just corralling the domesticated crime culture they've created. And they have MTV and movies glorify the drug dealers. So all the idiot young people go and become drug dealers to supply the fodder for the system to go out into the streets. As Jim Morrison said, the streets are fields that never die. Oh, they're just harvesting your children, harvesting your money, your house being robbed. And they want to take the guns from all the cities like Chicago, New York, and D.C. and L.A. so that the criminals can rob your house every week to harvest. They want to harvest your property, harvest your daughters, harvest your sons, harvest everything. They can't harvest you because you're armed. And they so badly want to harvest you because it's the journey of harvesting this grim reaper government we have, harvesting your innocence with the television trying to corrupt your children, harvesting your mind, harvesting your health, harvesting you, just like they harvest your organs when you go into the hospital with no problem and they just strap you down and take what you got because some rich guy wants them that day and needs them. Oh, yeah, they don't just kill people that can be revived. They kill people all the time. Because why not? You don't know how evil they are. You're blind to them. They rule you. But if you just open your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, and see the enemy, then you'd understand why I'm so freaked out. Because every day I got to sit there looking at them, knowing who they are, knowing what they stand for, knowing all their tricks, knowing all their games, and watching you just lay down to these wolves so they can tear your guts out while you're still alive. That's how a wolf likes to eat a sheep. You know they like to eat a sheep? They like to grab them in the back legs a few times, wound them, hurt them, get them down on the ground, bite them up a little bit more, and then they like to eat their guts out while they're alive. Wolves like the blood splattering in their mouth while they eat the offal inside the intestines. And I sit there watching all the children they're giving autism, the children they're maiming as they just chopping their heads off and be nicer, but instead they want to just tear the guts out of them and suck their parents dry. Just like the bullets were designed, the 223, to wound somebody and hurt them really bad so that they would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to take care of and create a moral breakdown in the society. That's the same thing. They just want to wound you, make sure it kills you, but takes a few decades so they can suck all that spiritual pain out. The money's only for their mercenaries low down, but at a satanic level, it's all the sacrificing those children. They don't like just aborting babies and selling their bodies for medical experiments. They like taking your child and wrecking their whole future and paralyzing them and brain damaging them and hurting them. They love it. John P. Holdren revels in his power as he writes books about what he does to your family. He loves, imagine, psychopathic, diabolical scum directly out of the crack of hell, directly out of the night circle, just ruling over everything right now, just savagely tearing everything to bits, and you're begging for it. You're begging and submitting. You're kneeling with pleasure so your body can be savaged. Your mind can be savaged. Ah, man, it makes me angry. Get the enemy off the screen. Thank you. What I do, ladies and gentlemen, is give you the spectacle of what the enemy really is. As best I can, as desperate as I can, I try to show you with my theatrical skills, channeling, in a turn of phrase, the enemy's mind. And that's who they are. They are ravenous beasts going about howling to see who they may devour. Why does the Bible say the devil is a beast going about howling, roaring to see who he may devour? You know why? Because when you roar, people that are under your spell fall down. They roar and we fall down instead of the animating contest of liberty. What's the exact Bible verse? The devil goes about roaring, seeing who he may devour. The Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Kill, steal, and destroy. Kill. Kill. That's always the number one mission. Steal. So they can destroy you. The power to tax is the power to destroy. That witch. And let's cue up that clip. Lois Lerner going, how dare you? I take the fifth, and I didn't do anything. That isn't taking the fifth.
Members of this committee have accused me of providing false information when I responded to questions about the IRS processing of applications for tax exemption. I have not done anything wrong.
That's right. You just went after tens of thousands of groups and individuals and told pro-lifers what they could pray and engaged in Soviet-style attacks, and you are a vicious, arrogant sack of maggot filth who thinks you can just perch on us with your giant, scrofulous, you know, tail feathers spread over everyone, perched on us like a mix between Baphomet and Medusa. We see you, and we absolutely know who you are, maggot. You are a maggot of hell. You are an abuser. You are an authoritarian witch. You are a disgrace. You are a perjurer. You are a liar. You are a persecutor of the good. You are a monster. Be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. I don't think that... Is that a King James? That's the New International. Do the King James. It's seeing who he may devour. Because if Jason busts in your door, you're taught to fall down and grovel and then crawl backwards on your hands and your legs going, instead of going, wow, somebody with a knife. I get to fight for my life. I get to really be alive. I get to defend myself. I get to take down evil. They don't try to pick up a chair and smash it across Jason's head. They don't try to fight back. They just fall down in the woods and kick and crawl, begging, please don't hurt me. I'm so scared of Saudi Arabian intelligence. I'm so scared of the CIA. I'm so scared of the pot-bellied pedophile TSA. I'm so scared of King George III. I'm so scared of Santa Ana. I'm not scared of any of you. You can all go right back where you came from, and we all know where that is, filth. You are stacks of garbage who cannot produce anything, do not love beauty or honor or goodness or God. You just go around trying to wreck everything. You're ugly. Nobody likes you. Nobody wants to be around you. That's why you're on these big taxpayer-paid jets and red carpets and media worshiping you all day, because you're hollow, nothing, scumbag, narcissist, and you know your failures from the moment you got consciousness and were animated by the spirit you follow, you know your failures, and that's why you hate goodness, because you know what scum, pathetic, cowardly, disgusting, maggot-infested spiritual trash you are. Excuse me. I start getting really mad, folks, when I think about all these Obama bureaucrats already going to people's doors under FEMA Corps, the rest of it, the power trips they're on, super weak, pathetic nobodies arrogantly getting off on their plastic badges and ordering you to fill out their census that's totally illegal on record, and just all of it, and now armies of them, door-to-door identity theft likely under Obamacare. Under the Obamacare, the Department of Health and Human Services, the people that did all the secret testing, killing people, is implementing a Navigator program, which provides millions of dollars. These are the same folks that make sure every county and city puts fluoride in the water. To nonprofit groups nationwide to hire navigators like Acorn, who will advise Americans on their Obamacare health options based on sensitive information provided. Yeah, that's right. They're also going to already have your info. I forgot that part. I mean, what's wrong with Acorn having your... Yeah, I'm here with an underage whore and a runner. I want to run some kids in the third world for sex slavery. Oh, yes, sir. We're going to come on in. You're with us. I mean, that's who these... I mean, I'm telling you, folks. They know it's their time now. It's their country. Let's continue. This sensitive information includes Social Security numbers, income levels, and they threaten you and go, it's the law. It's the law. They were priming you with the census. Income levels, employment history, and home addresses, all of which are more than enough to steal Americans' identities for complete access to their credit and financial resources. And then out of the crisis that causes, they'll come out with biometrics, and the final biometric is going to be a brainwave. Toyota's already coming out with that in their cars next year, a brainwave that oh, we know it's you, Alex Jones. Vehicle activated. And people are like, I've got the new voice activation, baby. Look at how cool I am. Oh, my gosh, Donnie, you're so cool. They always make being a slave the newest style, and everybody wants it. In a September 20th letter to DHS, the U.S. House Committee on Energy and Commerce asked the department to respond to its concerns. No media has picked this up, and this is 4 days old. We're breaking it. Over the rushed implementation of its Navigator program, including plans by nonprofit groups to run pimp game, to engage in enrollment activities that increase the likelihood of fraud or abuse. In fact, the headline ought to be House Warns. Bombshell. House Warns of Identity Theft Under Obamacare. Acorns type groups to be given your personal data. Red alert, red alert. And they're coming. Boy, you gotta love it. But you know, everything's okay. The article's up on Infowars.com. We're gonna send it out on Twitter. Real Alex Jones, please retweet it out to everyone you know. I don't know why the writers, their top stories, they've not been tweeting those out. I noticed I had to tweet Don Salazar's article out about how California's trying to ban all hunting right now, just like Europe and even some South American countries have done. And, of course, you know who's lobbying for it, the big factory farms. They want you domesticated, not just the chickens they've got in their little concentration camps. Side issue, folks. Everything's okay, though, because the White House dossier is reporting that Bill Clinton is going to go out and he's going to sell Obamacare to everybody. He'll take care of it. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Obamacare is a free thing for you because we love you. I don't work for big offshore money launderers and drug dealers and groups openly that run white slavery rings or anything, even though I do on record. I didn't steal almost all the money from the charities I run on record. I need a wide body jet and red carpets and hookers to light. Thanks for paying for all that, you filth. No, I really care about you. I'm the first black president. I mean, come on, folks. But people are like, I like the twinkly-eyed little guy with the frosty hair, like a demonic, I don't know what he is, a demonic Easter bunny with his ears cut off or something. I mean, an evil Santa Claus with his beard cut off. He's going to bring you treats, kids. I don't even know what to say anymore at this point.
I'm coming for you, everybody. Listen, the Republicans are going to lie to you about this, all of it. You're going to love this deal.
And remember, they told you nobody's going to part-time under this. Tens of millions are being put to part-time. There's poor people don't have money taken out of their payroll tax. Payroll taxes on anybody working, annihilating everybody. Economy shutting down. They're like, it's all right. Come to us. We got welfare for you. By the way, have you noticed a bunch of states are announcing under federal auspices they're going to start forced labor for people to get welfare? You understand that. That's the plan. Bankrupt everything, and then all of us work for the government or private companies that have a government contract, and so we go out and work for them, even if we have a job. National compulsory service, compulsory volunteerism. Of course, that's Orwellian. Volunteering means you volunteer, but the new compulsory volunteerism that the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, now the Chicago boss, said, you will do this. They've got to bankrupt America. And your kid will come home, it's already happening, in the red top and black pants, and threaten to report on you. That's actually in the news. I predicted this years ago. Now, don't talk bad to Billy. He's part of Homeland now. That's right. That's right. And so you got to put up with all these snot-nosed kids. I mean, that's when you know your country's in real trouble. My wife went out to a marathon in Waco a few weeks ago. She even got photos and sent to my phone. She's got to resend them because my mom was playing on my phone and thought it was her phone and kept putting the code in and wiped it, and I hadn't backed it up in months. But I get to call my wife and get her to send you guys an email, all those photos. She shot some videos, too. They had kids in black tops and combat pants bossing people around and running checkpoints. I mean, we actually have Yugen now, and my wife politely asked about it, and some guy told her, shut up, some adult. You scum Americans, you don't ask questions about Homeland. Yeah, they're going to take everything we got. And they want a civil war. They want to come to our houses and murder us and our families. But they're not going to be able to.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You know, I'm really trying to not go into these crazed rants because I'm working on the Obama deception too. The film was behind schedule. The crew's doing a great job, but I just get so drained by nighttime that I can't make all the proper decisions, and got so much video and so many interviews, and the film is really powerful. But I'm going to have to live up here now if I'm going to get this out by December 1st. And I just think about how these criminals are taking over, what they're setting up, how they're trying to bankrupt us. They admit that under Cloward and Piven, sociological plan they're following. And it really makes me mad. So I'm just desperately here really getting on people and laughing at people because the New World Order is laughing at you. And I want new listeners, because I found laughing at people seems to get their attention, to realize exactly what's going on. These predators are eyeing you and your family and ripping you off 100 different ways and making you think they're there to help you. And most people that work for the system don't even understand how all this works. It's very, very frustrating. I want to tell you about some of the news that's coming up in the next hour. I kind of went off the rails and only covered one big story. There is a lot of it. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. First off, it is essential that we try to take better care of ourselves health-wise. I know for over a decade, all I did was work and quit working out, didn't care about myself, because I was sure they were going to imprison me or set me up or kill me at any time because I got so many death threats and been physically attacked and stuff. And then one of my friends, Tommy Pallotta, he said, you know, they don't need to kill you, man. You're going to kill yourself thinking like that by the way you're living. That was great advice he gave me. And I said, well, Tommy, I go ride my bike a couple times a week. I go, and he goes, that's not enough. He's right. Since then, I've lost like 40 pounds. It's taken me years. Well, I tell you, it's easy to put it on. It's hard to take it off. But one of the biggest things you can do out there is get the incredible products at InfoWarsHealth.com, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, non-GMO organic certified, right there on the site. You can get it discounted with free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip at InfoWars.com. Health.com. That's InfoWarsHealth.com. We have the Polymers Plus. It's just an amazing, healthy energy drink. Go look at all the listings. It's got the Alex pack up there that's discounted, and all the purchases make the broadcast possible. InfoWarsHealth.com or call 888-789-9277 if you want to ask any questions or order online or sign up as a distributor for $10 and get big discounts. 888-789-9277. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. You can link through there to InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also at InfoWarsStore.com find the ProPure water filtration systems that are the best gravity-fed stainless steel system out there. It's what I and my family use. Promo code WATER gets you 10% off. So you already get the lowest price and support a hardcore organization, 110% dedicated to, well, a collision course with the New World Order. That's what we're dedicated to. I was thinking about it this morning. It's just such a good feeling to have no fear and just be committed. As long as we defeat the enemy, that is all that I want. Oh, I absolutely love fighting these people. I can see them, and we're going to get our hands around their neck politically. I can feel the will of humanity rising, as it's always done as things get really bad. It's always darkest before the dawn. Please support us. The t-shirts, the books, the films, hundreds of amazing items, incredible prices, and it supports what we're doing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, next hour coming up, we're going to have Mr. Bongino, the senior Secret Service agent, who is an expert on hostage situations, to talk about the last few mass shootings we've seen from the Naval Yard to what's happening over with Al-Qaeda in Kenya. And then Up to three American teenagers were involved in the mall massacre. Yeah, it's got CIA written all over it. Kenya Foreign Ministry says men aged 18 and 19 from Minnesota were among the gunmen. But a British Marine with a handgun that he had off duty there was able to stop 100 people being killed. One armed good guy. That's all coming up as well. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the new world order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.